Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Hour number 4 underway. It is a Monday Fight Club, 9 minutes from now.
Yeah, buddy.
And also our morning mystery movie clip, where you will get a chance to scoop up a pair of Joe Conklin tickets. All week long, by the way.
The never-ending cut sheet is sponsored by Staples. How many times have we all said, well, that was easy? Well, with the Staples Easy button is back, and it's got us saying it for custom print, shipping services, even passport photos. Well, that ended abruptly. Plus quality products delivered next day to over 98% of the United States. Staples, that was easy. Thank you, Staples, for sponsoring the never-ending, but always fun, what's on the cut sheet. All right, let's start here. We'll get to all the Minneapolis stuff. We'll get to Fight Club coming up at 9:10. YouTube.com/at1210WPHT. Please make sure you're over there and you're hitting the like and subscribe buttons to see these videos. Alyssa Milano.
Uh-oh. In a bun?
No.
Wood.
I had the... I got to say, growing up...
had a crush?
Samantha Maselli. Oh, yeah. I definitely loved her on Who's the Boss. Says she feels like her country is dying and is unbearable.
Then leave.
She posted this on her own social, so roll it.
Well, at least she's not in the passenger seat of a car.
Oh, wait. Do I have to play this? Oh, I guess I do.
Let's go to the tape. All by the way, Alyssa Milano was on my list as well. Not Kelly Kapowski good, but, you know.
Oh, dude, no, wheelhouse. She was. I couldn't take Kelly Kapowski.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen, she might be the most gorgeous actress I've ever seen.
She was gross.
Gross?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Did you see her on 90210?
Yeah. Man. Well, I judged her on the Saved by the Bell days.
Okay, all right. It was Elizabeth Shue and Alyssa Milano.
Okay.
Roll it. No, that's me.
But I just wanted to... jump on and say some.
Yeah, just jump on.
It feels like the country is dying.
Uh-oh.
At least that's how it feels for me. I don't know how it feels for you, but for me, it feels like my country is dying. Hmm. And it's hard to know what to do with that. And I know it feels... unbearable.
Oh, like, she's a millionaire.
Watching something sacred just bleed out in front of you.
Where's Tony Danza? Danza in there.
Just watching and not being able to do anything while others kind of cheer and look the other way. So I just want to say, if you're feeling any of that too, it's real.
You're not alone.
It isn't political. This is personal. Oh. It's emotional. It's existential. Mm. And
existential threat.
It's grief and it's love and it's deep love. Mm. For a country that was never perfect, but
she's nutty.
Yeah.
Always promised.
Right.
Something better, right? Like, I don't know. And now it's just...
Well,
it feels like it's turning its back even on the promise.
Oh. I think that since her acting career has dried up,
mm-hmm.
that now she's acting in front of her social media following.
Right. She'll be on Apple movie in the coming weeks.
That was very dramatic. And the award for best dramatic actress goes to Alyssa Milano.
Yeah.
Over the top.
Consumes too much media. Spends too much time on social media and would prefer a president look like Gavin Newsom and be buttoned up and lie directly to your face than have a new wave of politician that just shoots from the hip and it kind of breaks your belief system. I'm sorry, Alyssa.
This Illinois father claims that 3-year-olds know if they are transgender.
Of course they do. Of course they do.
Can we take this person's child away from him?
No,
I know we can't. I know we can't. I'm asking that rhetorically because I know we can't.
Well, after seeing him in the hopper here with the haircut and shirt, I actually think we should.
By the way, that's like a bob, isn't it, Dawn?
Oh, yeah.
You see it up in the
bob hairdo.
Roll this.
One last personal fact: most trans kids know that they're trans between the ages of 2, 3, and 7. My daughter knew around 2 and a half. She knew. I didn't.
Hang on a second. Between 3 and 7, mm-hmm. kids know if they're trans or not. Yeah. Are you effing kidding me?
There's no shot. There's no shot. I don't believe it. You could show me whatever clinical support you want. I just don't buy that. There's no way.
Where's the medical evidence? Where's the scientific evidence that shows this?
Two totally different things here as well, yeah. right? We do realize that some people are born with both parts, right? Like, that happens.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
That's not fake news. That's fact.
Yeah.
Right?
We used to call them, like, hermaphrodites or something, right? Mm-hmm. I know you're not allowed to say that. That's derogatory.
Right. Like,
I
feel bad for somebody that's born with both the male and female parts. Like, that's got to be a total mind F, right?
But this
is just money grab. And
by the way, those cases of that happening are super, super,
correct.
Super rare.
Correct.
Super rare. So, it's not 3 and 7.
Yeah.
Like, this father should be ashamed of himself.
My daughters are 10 and they still can't get the spaghetti sauce off their face when they eat. And this 2-year-old knew that they were the wrong gender. Give me a break.
My son's going to be 5. And I'm not kidding. If I told him to, you know, like, hey, if I give you this ice cream cone, you need to act like a girl. He would act like a girl just because, you know, he wants ice cream. He has no concept. He has no concept of
any of
this.
That has got to be a learned behavior.
Yeah.
Because there's no way a 2-year-old would just randomly come out of the blue after deep thought during a nap in their crib and say, Daddy, the more I thought about it while I was sleeping, I think I'm the wrong gender. You're hearing that from your parents. Or something on a device, an app, whatever these kids watch.
Well, according to this father, his child knew before he did. Roll this.
One last personal fact. Most trans kids know that they're trans between the ages of 3 and 7. My daughter knew around 2.5. She knew. I didn't. I often tell my kids that I'm not smarter than you. I just know different things. And the things that our kids know that we don't, Those are the things that make all... Hang on.
No, you're not. But parents are smarter than their children because of learned life experience.
Yes.
Like, this guy just gets every fact wrong. Mm-hmm. Every single fact this guy gets wrong. Yes, adults are smarter than kids. That's a fact.
I will put 20 bucks down that this kid will end up going through a transgender procedure and then regret the decision, which is why we need to wait until they're at least 18 and let them do it on their own.
It's this. I have to say it, and I have to call out my generation because it's my generation that's doing this. It's these parents that is like, oh, no, we're both equals. Oh, you're as smart as I am. We just know different things. Oh, sure, you can be whatever sex you want to be. Be an adult. Be a freaking parent. My God. What is wrong with these people? Oh, you're not smart. I'm not smarter than you. We just know different things. No.
We should ask this father. So you were unaware, but your kid does. So you're saying your kid knows better than you. Then we should put a list of all the questions that normally the parent would educate the child on what the correct response is. Maybe this parent is saying that the 2-year-old should raise him.
This generation of just like, oh, we're all equal. And we're all like, oh, God, stop. I'm not saying you need to discipline your kid or anything like that. I'm not saying you need to be abusive, physical, whatever. But like, be a father, dude. Like, no, you're a girl.
Yep.
Like, when you're 18, if you want to do what you want to do, fine. But like, this whole thing is just,
it's nauseating.
It really is. Yeah.
You want a little ego stroke while you're on one here?
Back it up 20 seconds.
Stephen O'Mara checks in on email. Stephen O'Mara loves the email, by the way. Subject: Alyssa Milano. Nick, I rarely agree with Greg, but Alyssa Milano is the option here. Tiffany has a head shaped like the guy on the Lemonhead box, and though I would, it just wouldn't be before Alyssa.
She's got the smallest neck I've ever seen, and the biggest head. We call them watermelon head.
Thank you, Stephen.
All right, let's get back to this guy.
My daughter knew around 2.5. She knew. I didn't. I often tell my kids that I'm not smarter than you. I just know different things.
Oh.
And the things that our kids know that we don't, those are the things that make all the difference and the ones we should really listen to. My child is not mentally ill. to begin gender-affirming care. She
no,
had to speak
are.
To more healthcare professionals than probably anyone in this room ever has.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're right. Your child's not mentally ill. You are.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The costume shows it and confirms it.
Oh, God. I can't with these. I can't
How
with
old
these
is things. This kid now?
I don't know.
It's probably 4.
God.
2.5. 2.5. His his kid knew that that she was transgender.
I love the sign.
It's unbelievable.
Did you notice the sign behind the guy? Protect girls sports. As this guy's waxing on about his kid's gender.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What
Lord.
State did this happen?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm so disgusted by these things. I'm so disgusted.
I'm telling you, it's a regional thing. You just don't see this stuff in the Southeast. Mm-hmm. You don't see it a ton in the Midwest or the Southwest. It's on the coasts. It's in the Northeast. It's in the Pacific Northwest. It's on the West Coast.
And it's white people.
And it's white people.
You're right.
Yeah, let me ask you that. That's a great point. Where are all the minority transgender members at? Have we ever played a Latino or Black and Asian transgender on TikTok?
No.
In 3 years of this show, I don't think I've ever seen one.
I don't
one.
Think so.
So apparently, maybe I guess transgenderism is racist, right? It only happens for white people?
Well.
Is it white trans privilege? I'm confused. I haven't downloaded my latest left playbook rules. I should get the latest copy. It's 2025.
They update it every year. Those crazy white woke people.
Yes.
And what they're doing to their kids.
That's the homework assignment. Jimmy Kelly, for the next week, forget movies. Find me minority members that are transgender. I need TikTok proof that they exist.
And by the way, like they're co-opting, these parents are co-opting the gay thing because like, yes, of course, your child can be gay. And of course, you should love them and like all of that, 100%. But they don't know anything at 2.5 years old. They don't know anything. That they are literally sponges. Their brains are sponges that are soaking up everything around them. So when you bring in your kook beliefs and thoughts, they're soaking that up. So that girl was probably like, yeah, I'm a boy. Sure. You know what I mean? Like, that's exactly what's happening. Because that guy has an empty void in his life that he wants filled because he wants his daughter to be a guy. That's what's happening. He wanted a son. He got a daughter. And now he's like, I'm going to turn this girl into a guy. That's exactly what's happening.
While we're on the whole subject of daughters, totally out of line for a dance studio to have a dance recital on Father's Day Sunday at 5 p.m.
When you texted us that yesterday, I thought to myself, you should have boycotted it. You should have been like, it's Father's Day.
You know, the worst part is they had 3 shows. They had a 10 o'clock, a 2 p.m., and a 5 o'clock. But we could only get 5 tickets for the final show. I'd like to go to that dance instructor. Now, she's lucky. She's lucky that the U.S. Open was bad and I was checked out mentally. Because if it was good, it would have been on her.
Yep. By the way, we are way over, and that is just my fault because I yelled.
Kale and Company Fight Club.
You're looking for a fight.
I am looking for a fight.
Fights will go on as long as they have to.
We know fights equal rating.
You got knocked the f*** out, man.
Fight Club on this Monday, sponsored by Tri-County Auto Group. 3 locations, 1 priority, you. Visit tricounty.com. Have you done that yet? Have you gone to tricounty.com? What are you waiting for? We've given you all this great content, all these great fights. The least you can do is go to tricounty.com. Thank you. All right, this is, I'm going to have to start calling Ed Durr, our associate producer, because he gives us more content than our actual producers
Thanks,
do. You should see my text messages filled with fights. Thank you to Senator Ed Durr. This happened. This is a fight that with two – I think it's two women. But what's interesting about this is that during the fight, one of the chicks takes a drag off a cigarette. So she wants to smoke.
Well, you throw a hook and you burn a heater.
YouTube.com/@1210WPHT to see this fun and frivolity. Roll it.
She said, hold on. She said, time out.
Oh, and she goes back to hitting. She goes back to hitting with a cigarette in.
That's kind of old school.
Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah.
Oh! Yep. Everybody around smoke.
You should have just walked away.
Yep. Yep, this is where the ref needs to step in. She's tapped out.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. Back to your respective corners. By the way, under 10% of Americans now smoke cigarettes.
I got to tell
are
you,
they vaping or?
I got to tell you, no, those are actually cigarettes. There was an article over the weekend in the New York Times about how cigarettes are making a comeback as far as movie screens and music goes.
Yeah, which I'm all for. I'm all for it in entertainment. Remember back in the day with movies and TV shows where people were just smoking on set? You don't see that almost ever anymore, and you probably haven't seen that in mainstream media entertainment productions in 25 years.
It's been a long time,
right?
Yeah.
It was obviously, and I'm just going based on my timeline, definitely in the 80s it was a thing. In the 90s it still existed. It's probably been fading out for a good 30 years.
So we only go during your time, not anything.
Well,
like
dude,
the world.
Back in the 60s, I'm just assuming everybody was smoking in a movie.
70s to 80s, early 90s. I think it was by the mid 2000s, maybe the early 2000s that smoking, started. They actually had like warning signs on movies, like warning this movie contains smoking.
Yeah, you're right. Here it was 4 days ago. The New York Times headline: Pop culture takes up smoking again.
Yep,
from movies and TV shows to music, the habit is no longer taboo.
Well, they're saying that a lot of these artists, Post Malone and Charlie CXC or whatever the hell that person's name is, and a few other ones, they all go on their Instas and smoke and all that stuff. So,
Vanity Fair wrote about this in December of 2023. Smoking is back in movies. Here's why.
Yeah,
so. I mean, if it captures the essence of a movie that's trying to portray back in the day, or like a concert or a club. I totally see it.
Somebody brought up Mad Men. Yeah, all you have to do is watch Mad Men. It's like you want to smoke a cigarette and drink a bourbon watching that show. But
by December of 2019, the minimum age to purchase tobacco products was raised to 21, 21 across the nation. And so that seems to put the final nail in the coffin.
We have more. I want to play this. I'm going to play the best friend and roommate of the shooter in Minneapolis, because he said some interesting things. We played it earlier, but for those of you who tuned in late, I want to play that. Plus, John Fetterman, we have more of him on with Bill Maher. The L.A. mayor, Karen Bass, spoke out again. And by the way, she was cleaning up graffiti. What a hypocritic dunce she is.
Yeah. It was a very low-energy scrub, though.
It was. We'll play all of that. Stay there.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, as we continue with Greg Stocker's never-ending cut sheet, down the stretch they come.
So we played some of this earlier, the roommate and best friend of Vance Bolter, do we still have to say alleged on? The alleged shooter?
Yes, the shooting happened, but he is alleged.
Yeah.
He is facing, by the way, this morning there are headlines that they charged him with second degree murder charges. So he has another court appearance 1:30 this afternoon.
Okay.
In case you're just wondering, he's accused of shooting a Democratic lawmaker from Minnesota.
A husband and wife killed. Two others injured.
Yep. So they talked to his roommate, and this is him describing or reading the last text that Vance had sent him. Roll this.
I love you guys. I made some choices, and you guys don't know anything about this, but I'm going to be gone for a while. Sorry.
Take your time.
Be dead shortly. So I just want to let you know that I love you guys both, and I wish it had gone this way. I don't want to say anything more and implicate you in any way, because you guys don't know anything about this. But I love you guys, and I'm sorry for all the trouble this has caused.
Let me ask this question, because I haven't heard anybody talk about this yet. This guy goes and allegedly kills two people. He's been charged with second-degree murder. Mm-hmm. He's also allegedly shot two other individuals. And we knew that this guy was planning this. He had, you know, a light on top of his car to imitate police. He had tactical gear to look like an officer. He wore a mask. He created, allegedly, a hit list of over 70 people that included many politicians. How is this not premeditated murder? How is this not first-degree murder?
Well, that's one of the questions. The other one is that his wife, Jennifer, was stopped with, quote, other relatives during a traffic stop over the weekend, apparently not taken into custody, but had passports and cash.
Yeah, I said that earlier.
Yeah.
In the vehicle.
Yep.
And so the question is, you know, did he have help? You heard the friend reading that saying, oh, you guys could not have known about this.
Yeah.
That's part of their investigation this morning. Did anybody know anything?
You think charges will be elevated?
I do.
Okay, I would hope so, because if this doesn't constitute premeditated first-degree murder in the state of Minnesota, I don't know what does.
This reporter also asked this guy, who, by the way, loves talking to the media. like he's been everywhere. So this reporter asked him if he listened to any podcasts. Roll this.
And did he listen to any particular podcasts or TV shows or anything online that concerns you?
Well, you listen to InfoWars.
Yep.
InfoWars. But, you know, I kind of told him, said, well, it's like 50% truth. And, you know, I kind of said, don't take everything, what they say, for granted. I wasn't a real truthful. I mean, they're on for some things, but some things are way off.
All right, so he was an Alex Jones guy. I'm wrong. I thought he was more of a Jimmy Fallon guy, but geez almighty.
And then about him over the weekend, you know, there were reports on right-wing Twitter, of all places, that he was actually a Democrat, and this guy says that he would be offended if they called him a Democrat, 38.
Can you talk about his politics a little bit? I know that you had some discussions. I just wanted to talk to you.
Well, everyone's calling him a Democrat. He's not a Democrat. He would be offended if people called him a Democrat. because of this board thing he was on for Governor Walz, it wasn't to serve. He was just serving the community. But I can't believe a political issue would cause him to do such a thing.
Did he ever bring up the senator or the representative who were targeted?
Like I was saying, no, he never talked about them. I didn't know. I didn't recognize her.
Any politicians he mentioned?
No, this is obviously her feed that is
okay,
because hers are like very clear, yeah, and everything, and you can barely hear what he's
very
saying.
Very Caitlin Collins-ish.
Yeah. Right? If you're watching on YouTube, you can see her. She does look like Caitlin Collins.
You mentioned her feed. Let me ask you, this is another question. We're now, what are we, well over 48 hours since this happened?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why do we not know anything about this guy, the suspect's social media history? We live in this day and age.
Well, maybe he wasn't on social media.
I guess that
he
could
was
be
an older gentleman, you know, 57. You know, like when you know, Thomas Matthew Crooks and all these guys, these younger guys on, you know, commit these heinous murders, they're on social media because of their age. A 57-year-old pastor, he might not be on social media.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I guess not.
One more on this. He said this is 37.
More of your time, so thank you so much.
No problem.
Thanks for entertaining.
I just want you guys to just not say crazy right winger gone nuts and you know, that's all he is, you know. That's, it just bothers me, that's his legacy. But I knew him all my life. He wasn't that guy, you know. You're gonna kill me.
Oh boy.
I've got to go. My hungry man in the microwave's done.
So Jenny Bolter, the wife, so they started a security company.
Yep.
her name's on the filings. It was called Praetorian Guard Security Services. It was an LLC. And she's listed as president and CEO. Vance Poulter, her husband, listed as director of security patrols. And yet, so they have a home in Green Isle. That's where he was at the end of the day. That's where they finally caught him. But he rented a room with his close friend, David Carlson, in Minneapolis, I guess, for work.
Mm.
So they're calling him a roommate. And that's a great, because Greg, you brought this up earlier.
Yeah.
You know, the people are saying his roommate. Well, I guess he has a place in Minneapolis, presumably for work.
Okay.
And then, but has the farm with Jenny.
Jenny.
Okay.
Jenny.
So he's got a place so he doesn't have to make the long commute for work.
Apparently. So authorities believe.
He was a pastor.
Pastor.
Who was against abortion and anti-gay stuff.
And I can't find, I'm looking if they have kids.
Roommate.
It's Father's Day weekend. I don't think they have children. I don't know if he was a dad. So I'm just looking at everything, just trying to. Greg.
How about that? I'm just saying, you know, like, yeah, most men have a place that they go to so they don't have to drive too far. And then with another dude. Anyway.
Are you saying they spoon?
I'm not saying anything. I have no idea. How about releasing, to your point, releasing the manifesto? Will they do that? Because there is a manifesto written. 36.
I'm going to give one point, so we're going to give it to Ellen, and then we're going to have one more question.
Can you talk a little bit more about the manifesto and what kind of motivation it might be doing? We're told that there might be some pro-choice lawmakers on this manifesto. That has anything to do with the motivation here?
At this point in time, it would be premature. The question was, is the manifesto and the information that we have received, is their motivations? We are working diligently on that. There's certainly some indications within that, but there's not specifics enough. We have been, this is a very active and fluid investigation. Throughout the day, as you've been waiting and these teams have been out working out in the field, and they have been gathering more documents and information, so it would be premature for me at this point to really say exactly what the motivation might be from these writings, but we will be continuing to work on that and provide that information when we're able.
I'll make one prediction on that manifesto. It'll be released to the public a lot quicker than Audrey Hales was. Take that one to the bank.
All right, big three next.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company on a Monday morning. The morning mystery movie clip for Joe Conklin tickets. What occurred today in music history and what's on tap for the Dawn show still on the way. But right now we get caught up in the world of news. Time for a Dawn Stenzel on Big 3 at 9:39.
It's the Big 3 at 9 on Kale and Company.
Sponsored by Wisfis Bank. So the Trump Organization has announced a new mobile plan, and so this is $499 smartphone. It's set to launch later this year. The new venture is the latest example of President Donald Trump's business empire. As CNBC says, quote, capitalizing on its association with the sitting president. And so I know Eric Trump was on with Maria Bartiromo this morning, but it's Trump Mobile, a new smartphone.
$47.45 a month.
Yeah.
Wonder where they got those two numbers from.
So bad.
$47.45 a month. And it's the smartphone itself is $499.
So I'm assuming they'll just use the other big carriers' towers, obviously. Which is what a lot of these smaller cell phone companies typically do.
They're calling it a T1 smartphone. Appears to feature a gold colored metal case etched with an American flag.
This is the American way. What's wrong with this?
The new service.
I would have called it MAGA Mobile.
It includes.
I think that sounds better.
Unlimited talk, text, and data. Roadside assistance. A telehealth and pharmacy benefit. According to the website.
If they really want to sell a lot of these, in all seriousness, they do, hire Sean Farish to do the pitch ad as Trump.
Yeah, because Trump himself could not do it.
Oh,
right?
No. Yeah, no, he's definitely
so he cannot
in this.
Do it.
No.
He's not involved at all.
Oh, no, not at all.
So I'm looking, just CNBC, for example, Business Channel says, Quote, the new venture is the latest example of Trump's business empire capitalizing on its association with the sitting president. Both the name of the wireless service, which is the 47 plan, and its monthly price are references to Trump, who was the 45th U.S. president during his first term in office and is now serving as the 47th. So,
Well, I guess it's better to have a president doing this out in the open rather than behind closed doors. So, like if they're going to F us, at least they're doing it, you know, and waving at us.
Can we
while we're doing it.
We get sales on this? I mean, I'm glad to do some live reads.
Well, here's the thing. At least you get a phone or you get something. Remember, Hunter Biden got millions for his artwork that was created with the straw or whatever.
Is it cheaper than an actual new iPhone? The new iPhone's like $2,000, isn't it?
This is $499.
Do we know what phone this is, though? What carrier?
Is this an Apple phone or
is this a Galaxy? If it's Droid, I'm out. I'm not green boxing it.
I know it's just a smartphone. That's all I know, is it's a smartphone.
How great would it be if it was like an old school flip phone?
But I think what they're saying is that Apple...
If it was, I'd buy it.
But is this created in the USA, thus no tariffs, whereas Apple has to pay the tariff of 25% or more for iPhones made outside the US? So will this be made here? You know what I mean? A lot of questions.
Phil, poll question on the YouTube chat. What will you buy Trump Mobile? Yes or no?
Look, it's a fraction of the price of an iPhone, but is it as good? I don't know.
I couldn't get service in my daughter's dance performance last night.
All right.
Okay, number two.
Let's take the Biden Mobile. Then how would we feel?
That would be brought to you by, they would be aligned with Boost.
Would you buy Biden Mobile?
No.
I mean, would it be reliable or would it just forget everything?
Well, they all work off of AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile towers anyway. Like even these little scam companies like Ryan Reynolds, the actor, was it called Mint Mobile? They all use the big companies' towers. It's not like these little pop-up companies are erecting their own towers.
Right, but who makes the actual smartphone?
It's probably a Droid. There's no way it's Apple.
So there's a phone plan that's the $47 a month, $47.45 a month, unlimited talks, text, and data.
Unbelievable.
But then there's also
the YouTube chat justifying this. Oh God.
Well, it's both. It's capitalism and grifting.
But Eric Trump is allowed to do what he can do.
Okay, sure.
I'll probably end up buying this.
I want Mike Lindell on TV later today pitching the Trump Mobile. Yeah.
So let's talk about this one because we had talked last week about that horrible plane crash in India.
Yeah.
And then over the weekend learned that it's about seat 11A. In other words, two plane crash survivors walking away alive, three decades apart, but a Thai Airways flight was different size airplanes and all of that. The Air India flight that was recent, that was a Boeing 787-8 Dreamliner. But in both of these crashes, two plane crash survivors telling their tales nearly 30 years apart shared the same seat 11A. In the more recent one, only one survivor out of all of these passengers and crew, and he was seated in 11A.
So what we're saying is that next time you fly, pick 11A.
Or if you head over to Parks today and you play roulette, play 11 on the wheel.
Wow, that is interesting.
I mean, that's crazy.
That's freaky. Yikes.
Jimmy Kelly says, will the Trump mobile phone that actually works for listeners when they call in?
Yeah, that's a good one. Jimmy always complains. And then number three in our big three, again, sponsored by Wishfist, a health study that eating the daily recommended quantity of fruits and veggies leads to meaningful change against insomnia within 23 hours, within basically a day. This is a new study, and they're talking about sleep fragmentation for those of us who work shift work, as we do, getting up in the dark in the wee hours of the morning. And so this can sort of cure that so-called sleep fragmentation with far-reaching consequences, including negative effects on health, memory, learning, mood regulation. Poor sleep affects everything, right? Mm. And so they're saying if you eat the 5 cups a day of recommended fruits and veggies, within 23 hours, you get better sleep thus you have better memory and all of that.
Or you just take the Nick Kale nap that I get mocked for all the time. It's up to you guys. Nap for 90 minutes or eat five cups and fruits and vegetables. Yeah. Five cups is a lot, by the way.
Yeah, but
that's 40 ounces. That's 40 ounces of fruit.
Yeah, fruit and veggies.
And veggies. I like veggies better.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, isn't that worth it, though?
Oh, yeah.
And maybe only take a 20-minute nap as opposed to 2 hours because then you maximize your day.
I just can't figure out how do you utilize the 20-minute nap. I don't know how to do that. It's not like my body clock just goes off. I can't set the alarm for 20 minutes. What if I'm still awake for 13 of it?
All right, read your sponsor.
All right, sponsor is WSFS. Where there's a WSFS, there's a way. At WSFS, WSFS Bank and Bryn Mawr Trust, your goals matter. Discover local expertise with national capabilities, all with the personal service you deserve. WSFS, WSFS means we stand for service. Thank you, WSFS Bank, for sponsoring Big 3.
All right, Kale and Company, we'll come back. Jimmy Kelly, Phil Omquist, and what Dawn has lined up for the top of the hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, Omquist is on deck. Stenzlin in the three hole. She's coming up top of the hour.
The what hole?
The three hole. Now we go to our leadoff hitter.
I beg your pardon.
For the final bells and whistles, Jimmy Kelly's selection of...
Dawn and three hole in the same sentence.
The Morning Mystery.
And now, the Morning Mystery movie clip on Kale and Company. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Environmental procedures, defense projects, consumer products.
All prototypes. Not in production, on any level whatsoever.
None.
What did they tell you this place was?
They didn't tell me anything.
Earl told me exactly what it was when he sent me down here. Dead end. Place to keep me from causing the board any more trouble.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
It's the same way they described this job to me when I came here. I kid. Caller 12, 855-839-1210. Here's the deal. The movie came out 20 years ago yesterday. If you can identify it, you will get a pair of tickets to see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra on Friday, July 11th at Wildwood Public High School. For tickets, visit joeconklin.com. And that night, it'll be hosted by our very own Dom Giordano. How about that? A little bonus throw in there.
Nice.
855-839-1210. All right, from the movies to the music with Phil Omquist on a Monday.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history on Kale & Company.
Today, whatever day it is, I don't even know. We celebrate the birthdays.
Monday, June 16th.
Thank you very much.
I've given out wrong phone numbers.
Thank you. We celebrate the birthdays of James Smith from the Stylistics. And for Nick, heavily birthday shout to the Ultimate Warrior. Single Lagoon, 18 and Light by Skid Row in 89. It Feel Like Making Love by Bad Company in 75. Altitude Power Trip by Monster Magnet in 98. Roxy Music's debut in 72. The Queen is Dead by the Smiths in 86. Oh, by the way, somehow we have a king and the Queen is dead. Who knew? And the Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars by Bowie in 72. Also in 2013, Black Sabbath established a new UK record for the longest gap between number one albums as 13 topped the chart 42 years after Paranoid. In 90, Roxette was topped the singles chart. In 65, Bob Dylan recorded Like a Rolling Stone. In 2017, Bob Seger finally made his catalog available for streaming and downloads for the first time. The holdout was due to poor payout from these services. No S, Sherlock. Spotify sucks. In 99, Phil Collins got a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. In 70, the organizers of the Woodstock Festival announced they lost over $1.2 million on the event, but they made it up through movie and soundtrack rights. And in 2010, the Big Four, Metallica, Slayer, Anthrax, and Megadeth all play together for the first time. I played three of them on Saturday. But lastly, on this day in 67, the three-day Monterey Pop Festival began. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Omquist.
Great work, as always. Phil Omquist, folks. All right, the Dawn Show, just about 4 minutes away, and we find out what she has for the top of the hour.
Yeah, so the state of the PA GOP, what's going on with that? Well, budget talk and Pennsylvania as a purple space, a purple state, if you will. So we'll have that upcoming. We'll begin with what happened on this day 10 years ago today and how that day has changed us, has changed American politics. So I'll begin with that and the weekend that was. And then coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, you want to hear, once again, we're going to have our FBI expert as somebody who has worked in the Middle East and his take. You want to hear this on Iran and Israel, especially what can you credit Iran for or blame them for? All that and more coming up.
All right. We have our morning mystery movie clip winner on the line. Jay is in South Philadelphia. Jay, what movie did we play for you?
That would be Batman Begins.
That is correct.
Yeah, Jay.
The first of the Christian Bale trilogy.
Jay the man.
Yes, you. I'm glad you know it, Jay.
And you're on your way
to see Joe Conklin.
Thanks, Jack.
All right, there he is. Dawn is up next. Everybody have a great rest of your Monday. We will see you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
Good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.